or load, or?
Load, a wagon load, that's what.
I've been trying to find if anyone used the word turn here in the early days.
I don't ever remember hearing that.
I don't think that's common at all.
No, I don't believe so either, I don't.
How about a partial load, just a little bit of something in a wagon?
No, I.
Is that ever called a jag?
Jag, yes. You should have take the, came and go down and get a jag of wood. That's the number one time I took a saddle horse in, it was the summertime, in the winter, Dad always kept plenty of wood, but when spring come, he'd go on Roundup, and he and my brother, and they'd be gone all summer. And we'd run short of wood sometimes, and one of us would take a saddle horse and go, and a rope, and go down and tie branches in that, and I remember I and the old horse looked back and saw that little brush coming. We went to the house in a hurry.
Oh, I bet. He's coming to get me. Where did your dad get his horseshoes then?
Huh?
Did your dad get his own horseshoes?
No, I think he bought his, bought the horseshoes. He always shoed his own horses.
What did they come in? What did they come in?
Oh, I don't remember.
A box?
A box. Yes, I remember seeing a box of full of horseshoes, different sizes.
Do you ever get them in a keg?
Don't remember ever.
You ever
he might have, though.
Were kegs common? Did they get things?
Yes, fairly so. Now, nails and staples, after they began to build a fence, I can remember they'd get a keg of staples.
Uh-huh.
Fence staples. Steeples, we always call them.
I think that was common also, down in the southwest too. What was usually used to plug the hole in a bottle or something when you got it?
Cork, that's what we'd always call it.
Did your mother have one of those containers for vinegar she kept on the table?
Yes. What did she call it? Cruets.
Uh-huh.
Vinegar cruet.
And what did she use for a plug in that?
Well, they had little glass stoppers.
Oh.
I remember she had, it had a dozen containers in this thing. That
weren't they pretty?
Oh, yes, and what I wouldn't give for that. I don't know what in the world ever came of it.
I'd like to have my mother's.
Yes, and I would mother's too. So many things. I'd like to have her old cooking pot, too, that old iron cooking pot, the best beans I ever tasted in my life, green beans. After we were down there, several years, the babies got good size, Dad made a ditch to go down where he could irrigate a garden.
Uh-huh.
And then Mother and we kids would make the garden. Dad would plow it in the spring and help us put it in. Then by that time, it was time for them to go on the Roundup. And we'd take care of the garden and the best green beans and tomatoes. The grind up around Obie is kind of sandy down where the garden was.
Do you call that soil like that loam or something?
Uh-huh. That was a sand, just a sandy loam. I'd like to have a lot of it down here because this ground is just like cement. But those green beans cooked in that old black pot, I'll tell you, and she'd, I expected it to hold 2 gallons. And when she cooked beans, it was full. Some of those old pots around here, I know Mrs. Fossey over here has one, and she's going to ruin it because she has it hanging out in front of her house with petunias planted in it.
Yeah.
Well, you put dirt in it, and it'll soon rust out until
She's just not a pot to her.
On the Roundup, when they kind of round up, every time they'd have a big Roundup, we'd hitch up the team and go over while I was having a Roundup. And they'd bake their biscuits in Dutch ovens, big old Dutch ovens.
Oh, yes.
Best biscuits on earth.